Welcome to episode 221 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we turn to the Acts of the Apostles, the 35th book in our series, 50 Books of the Bible in 50 Weeks, and one of my favorites. It's Monday, but we kick off the week and our study of this book with a bonus top 10. 10 interesting facts from the book of Acts. Number 1. Acts is the link between the Gospels and the Epistles. The Gospels tell the story of Jesus' ministry, death, and resurrection. The Epistles are letters written to various first century churches and individuals. Acts plays a pivotal role as the linchpin between these two elements in the New Testament. It's in Acts that we discover how God's plan of salvation will play itself out in the world. We witness the impact of Christ's death and resurrection as the gospel unfurls. And as it spreads, churches are planted and the epistles stand as records of the work God is doing in individual congregations. Number 2. Acts covers the first 30 to 35 years of church history. The account begins with the ascension of Christ between 30 to 33 AD and runs all the way through to sometime between 62 to 64 AD. Number 3. Acts reveals the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. To fully understand this, let's return to the Gospel of John for a moment. John 16 verses 1 to 11.
I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father, nor me. But I have said these things to you that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, "Where are you going?" But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged.
This helper, comforter, or advocate that Jesus is talking about is the Holy Spirit. We see the fulfillment of this promise in the second chapter of Acts as the Spirit is poured out on Jesus' followers in Jerusalem. And it's just as exciting and as dramatic as you might expect. Acts 2 verses 1 to 4.
When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
Number 4. The Spirit transforms the disciples. Consider the men who were Jesus' disciples. James and John are full of personal ambition. When Jesus is arrested in Gethsemane, Peter resorts to violence, using his sword to cut off the ear of Malchus, servant of the high priest Caiaphas. Then mere hours later, he denies knowing Jesus not once, not twice, but three times. Almost all the disciples desert Jesus when he's taken captive. Thomas is so doubtful, even after the resurrection, but he demands proof before he believes in the risen Lord. And while spending time with the resurrected Jesus begins to change these men, dramatic change occurs after they are filled with the Spirit. Almost immediately, they become explosive examples of the gospel's power. Number 5. Peter gives the first evangelistic sermon. Following the outpouring at Pentecost, there's a lot of confusion. Suddenly, these unschooled and somewhat uncouth men from Galilee are praising God in languages previously unknown to them. It must have sounded chaotic because people start ridiculing them by saying they're drunk. Peter, who until now has been mostly known for putting his foot in his mouth, stands up and addresses the crowd. And what comes out is a sermon so powerful that over 3,000 people respond to the gospel and get baptized. Number 6, Acts is about the birth of the church. The story of Acts really begins with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and Peter's dramatic sermon. The result is a flame that spreads across the Roman Empire. After the church is planted in Jerusalem, the believers are spiritually empowered and guided from there into Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. This, in a nutshell, is the entire theme of Acts. Even though Acts talks about the work of the disciples, it's the Holy Spirit who is center stage. It is through the Spirit's empowerment that the disciples have the vision, courage, and motivation to grow the church, despite heavy opposition and persecution. Number 7, Peter and Paul are the main characters. The book of Acts begins featuring Peter and then begins to shift midway through to highlight Paul. Number 8, Acts tells the story of the first Christian martyr. Although Jesus dies so that we may live, his death is an act of sacrifice, not one of martyrdom. Jesus voluntarily gives up his life on the cross after asserting that no one takes his life from him. Stephen was one of the 7, often known as the 7 deacons, leaders elected by the early church to minister to the needs of the community of believers in Jerusalem. They were chosen so that the apostles could concentrate on prayer and the ministry of the word, and to address a concern raised by Greek-speaking believers about their widows being overlooked. Stephen soon begins to distinguish himself. Eventually, he gets dragged before the Sanhedrin, the Jewish tribunal, accused of blasphemy. He is stoned to death. Number 9, Acts documents the conversion of Paul. The man who will become the most important of the early Christian apostles starts out as Saul of Tarsus, a Pharisee and one offended by the followers of Jesus. On his way to the city of Damascus to persecute Christians, he has a dramatic conversion experience. Number 10, Acts is completed before the death of Paul. Authorities in Rome put Paul to death. This does not happen until after Luke wraps up his account of the Acts of the Apostles. However, as is alluded to in this book, when Christians become Roman scapegoats, Paul is an obvious focal point. There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes his home. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, confused and torn. The book of Acts is an adventure thrill ride from start to finish. We just covered 10 important facts to get us started. We will explore more over the course of this week. Father, thank you for the gift of the book of Acts, in which we learn about the beginning of the church, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and the faithfulness of the apostles. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.